fun. It's just a long layoff. I hope you rented out some of us work. Some of us really need the decision party that worked very hard to form this United Front. But we need to really see that on our own. But we want to wish you all the best with your spirit. Today has made a wonderful speech at the Marlon's gift. We knew he was going to be the guest of honor there. We would have asked him to arrange some tickets and stuff for us to go there and listen to support. I think that Van Venden would have really loved that idea, and it would have taken us for whale watching and shark fishing. But members, this meeting is open. It's good to see everyone back, and no one has come down with H1N1. No, we're still in the minute. You want the report? So no, yes. The request page one is red and screw inspection. One, page two. The committee resolved that members would utilize the upcoming research period to draft recommendations. And to draft recommendations and to something else that is there to fine tune what do you call it? Edit problems?
I thought that when the report was going to be edited by the
It's just input, the draft recommendations and input.
Submit
input. The rate that the committee resolved that members will utilize the upcoming research period, which is now, not to to make submissions or to submit input into the report. Am I correct? On the resolution, I just want to give some clarity on that, why the report will be discussed today. Members, because time was the essence, and because of it's further on, I think it's on page 2 or page 1, page 2, that from page 1 to page 2, that we said that the NCFC would have had programs running last week and this week. We only discovered that the program starts tomorrow. And that's why we called the meeting for today. Got the permission from the chair of chairs, the house chairperson responsible for committee, and do that also, but also to ATC the report by next week, because we want to bring the department by next week as well as the minister and the department so that we can discuss on this report. But it needs to be ATC first before we can do it. So that's why we brought it forward. I hope the members will. Or don't mind, not to say that I was acting unilaterally or acting with autocraticity, but it was just initiative taken.
That is a good idea.
Okay, wonderful. So we accept that the minutes are in order and it's in the honorable members, colleagues, I know it's not on the agenda, but before you is an amended program. The Tuesday the 18th, I just want to touch your input on this, program. The 18th, we're going to call the department because the minister has expressed also that there is some certain steps that will be taken by the department regarding this illegal mining and that. So we just want to find out how far they have gone. We have sent the report through to the minister, we will send it through to the department, and so that they can just accept themselves. And be prepared when they come to the meeting. Tuesday the 21st, we want to just engage the Minister of Energy and the Department of Energy on the fuel shortage, the jet fuel shortage or aviation fuel shortage, because there's three stories that we're going to. One is, the minister says, they gave the insurance that it is so, engine, Chevron says, but yes, everything is fine, the fuel is in the harbors, in the pipeline, BP says that there is a concern. 2010 coming and beyond 2010, we need to find out what is the concern. So we scheduled them for Tuesday the 21st. It is fine with the committee. The first, we're going to ask the department to brief us on the Mine Health and Safety Act and on the mining charge. There's only, I think the only amendment we made was on the 24th, the 18th and the 25th. Am I correct? So, the first, between the first and the 15th, is there another question? Oh, that's provincial. Oh, okay. Thank you, Romero. Okay. You know, it's so nice to have observance. Thank you very much. So, honorable members, can I put this program before you for discussion? Does anyone want to add on a local place?
Okay. Can I just inquire, what is the procedure if one wants to add an event on this program?
You can add it.
Yeah, I just want to raise two issues. You know, in the Northern Cape, there's a lot of mining activity. So, the two issues that I want to raise is, firstly, in the West Coast, there's a mine that's been completely closed, and, you know, the beer is in process of sort of handing over the whole community to the local government, you know. Now, the one issue is that in terms of rehabilitation processes of mines, the mines must have a plan how they're going to deal, not just by withdrawing from the community. When the mine license is allocated, there's very specific requirements about how do you deal as an exit threat. And the unfortunate reality in that part of the world, the West Coast, you know, mining was quite a very important economic stimulus. And with the mine activities going down and the Vietnam and so on, I'm just afraid that there will be a lot of negative effects. So the first issue that I want to raise is to register what I believe the need to make a visit to that part of the world, to the West Coast. The second issue is, you would also know that the biggest iron ore mine is in the Northern Cape at Natu. And I think it would be worthwhile for this committee also to you know, avail themselves to go and see what's going on there, because it's a major activity. But more than that, Kumba has invested a lot of money, another few billions, in terms of what they call the season expansion program, where they take lower iron ore, a lower percentage iron ore, 60-70%, and they're recycling it now. And so when the economy was going worldwide very well, they could have do that sustainable, but now it seems that they're struggling a bit. But that is just one element. So the second point that I want to raise is I want to propose that the committee also consider having an on-site visit to Kumba.
Nationwide has parked all the airplanes. I don't know if they're so safe, but we'll see that when we do the application.
The only problem in the country is we've got a lot of space.
Members, now, that is good, because I'm also worried about the rehabilitation of mine. When I was serving on the previous parliament on the Committee of Environmental Affairs, we also visited some mining old mines that were closed. But the mining houses, in actual fact, when the mine closed, they just left the community. The houses were outfold, schools were outfold, promises that were made were never fulfilled. So the rehabilitation of that mine and that community also, because I'm also worried about the fact that these mine houses promises a lot of things to this, but it never matches. Schools, clinics, hospitals, I mean, a lot of things are being promised when they, as you rightly said, when they do the application for the license. So it is a worrying factor, because I would say 40% of these things that were 40% of the promises are not the whole 100%. And I mean, they're mining there for a couple of years. So they can't only within the 5 to 10 years that they mine, that they can't fulfill the promise. So I think it's a point of urgency that we need to tackle that. Because it will also send out a wake-up call to the other mine houses. That listen, whether you're a small-scale miner or whether you're a big firm, that wherever you mine, rehabilitation, look after the community. I think that community is going down strange, if I'm not mistaken. Joblessness, unemployment, poverty, it's all of those things that's happening in that community.
With your permission, Chair, yes, you're right. But the further challenge is the mine maintains the infrastructure of the town. And now with a withdrawal, they want to hand it over to the municipality.
Mm-hmm.
Now you sit with that challenge that the municipality not necessarily has the funds on their budget to maintain and sustain it. The town that I'm referring to is Plainfield.
Mm-hmm.
That is a specific mining community, Plainfield.
We can drive up to Clinton,
about 2 hours
back. Yeah, we can drive to Clinton, yes, it's not a problem. The only thing is I would like to support Honourable Nasser in that the committee must really take it seriously. And there's also other suggestions that like this committee to look. How can we deal with this thing? It's a serious issue that when we went to Pretoria to the DCI, it's a very serious issue that we've got so much poverty and so many billions lying in the coffers of the government institution. It's a serious, serious challenge, people. And these people keep on telling us they're doing this, they're doing that, they're doing this, they're doing that. You go out to the community. I was now in Johannesburg for a week. It's not my constituency, but I went to one of our MPLs in Gauteng. We went and paid a visit to the Rutherford camp, the H people. As I'm speaking now, these people from next week, on the 17th, they must start retrenching people because they never received for the past 3.5 years a single subsidy from the lotto, from government, nothing. Those are just small issues. There are other issues on the mine coming to Kuma Iron Ore. I don't know if this is true, but we need to go and find out. The government, there's money invested in Kuma, there's a lot of money invested to uplift previously disadvantaged black people to have contact within the mine. My son is working in that mine, and there's a contractor that's got only his family there. I'm sorry to use the word, but he was previously he had advantage. He's got almost all the contracts in Kuma Iron Ore. Big contracts, not small ones, for the past 17 years now. Those are issues that we need to find out. If we are serious about delivering to our people, we can't allow certain people to have monopoly on these issues and just drive these things as if these things just belong to them. That's all I'm going to say. If you go to those places, you must find out which company is having this contract. For instance, there are a company that is just having, let's drill the whole. That means there were 3 drills there. 2 big ones, 1 small one. To drill the holes for iron ore, one drill can bring you up to 7.5 million rand a month. One drill. These are issues that we must take up and find out. What's happening here? Why can't our people also? Those people are looking for years there, and they are still poor. Thank you.
On the issue of mining in general, I think the issue of possibility by mind, the new thing that started in the mid-80s was due to the pressure of the mind body to populate the future of labor, specifically where it's coming from. But the most important issue that we is the management of the environment. Because you've got the, all these flying things, you've got water from spending that will be infected. And also the soil where the water is very acidic and nothing is caused and that's why the cancer and different to the future. So it's not only the social economic problem, but it's the environmental issues that is my data. For example, in welcoming the video, nothing important to process because of the very acidic water that is coming from the scientists. And also the radiation, which is, you know, when it's mine cold, there's also uranium that comes out of it. So we don't know what the level of radiation is, because radiation is a very different topic of coefficient of energy. So in general, most weather mines, there's usually going to be a lot of cold sector, you know, drilling holes, as you're talking about. Each drilling hole can be, you know, 12 kilometers deep. Maybe the mine doesn't hold the company, it's going to help us to the people. A key issue that they need actually, we used to call it a transition shell. It's mine to have a transition shell that after mining, what do they intend to do for the soil, the environment, what do they have to take it to the earth? It's not harmful to the people or to the animals. So the mine is supposed to have the, while they are being mining, there's another key chapter that when they shut down the mine, they know how our bones are going to have a change.
Honourable Chairperson, coal mining. Apparently, a lot of the mines are actually mining illegally as well. They haven't got water permits issued by the West. So this is illegal mining. But so is the coal mining without a water permit from the West.
I think Honourable something else. When we discuss the report with the department, it should be also part of our briefing and discussion, the coal mining. Because here we are doing, I mean, on that day, next week, we are dealing with the illegal mining, and that we can put that also on the coal mining, the reality of the coal mining. Honourable Gunda.
Sorry. Oh, yeah, what's up? Just a question. Very interesting question. How do you go about buying mine?
How do you go about buying mine?
Yes, buying mine. There are three mines that have been sold now. So, three disadvantaged people. The feasibility study has been done.
Mm-hmm.
One of them are in the Rustenburg area, and I think two of them are in the Mpumalanga area where the coal mines are. The feasibility study says there are 12 years lifespan in those mines. I was supposed to let these people, because my brother-in-law told the norm and I'm an MP and I'm serving on the trade and industry committee. And then they approached me and said to me, they are interested in buying the mine, but they don't know how legally fees, where we can get funds to buy the mine. They've got all the paperwork. My concern there is, I said to them, guys, I don't have experience of mine. I don't know. But I'll ask some of my team members, perhaps they've got experience, perhaps they know something. Or perhaps we can find out, if you give us the papers, if this thing is legal, sometimes these things can be illegal. So I don't know what, but I've got the contact person, I've got their phone numbers. I don't know what to do. And they expect an answer from me within the next 14 days.
So, yeah, Honorable Gundar, yeah, the committee can give you advice on that. I think the best person that you need to call is
the IDC.
IDC or the NEF, those persons, because, I mean,
because then they can find out.
Sorry?
IDC people can find out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, look. If you apply to the bank, if you apply to anything the first one to find out, is this thing going to be sustainable? And all that. And they will, I mean, if you're ready. Yeah, you will work under the IDC.
Yeah.
And they're specialized at what they are doing, also the NEF. What they are doing to NEF, if you make an application for a loan, they themselves, it's just like the NEF, goes and find out all these details. The money that they're going to give you, are they getting there? Is it worth the investment? Is it worth giving you the money so they can? I mean,
you can refer those people to the IDC.
Yeah, you've got the contact details of the NEF and the IDC and the Kula investment. And if they want to know how to go about it, they can approach DTI. Remember, the hope is none of you that want to buy mine. Otherwise, you might play. Remember, I'm just looking at the program in front of me, and we have to put in an application to find out from the powers that be to go and do this oversight, because it's quite worrying. I think I've read an article in the press about this thing, and I'm not sure whether it's plain tea or, but I know it was in a Northern Cape, where I'm not sure whether it's plain tea or somewhere between Fourth Adder and those areas.
On a club by,
where that's
a headache.
Where this people are just being left as is by the mining company.
The other thing is on the
floor. You must give me notice to say that you want to speak. Because it's a worrying factor, because what is now happening, this is a private owned mine, if I'm not wrong, in Honorable Raguna, correct? Mm-hmm. Private or miners, so what is happening is that these people are now blaming government. They say, no, but government are giving us this. And the private mining people are just saying, sorry, we haven't got money to support anything. But it's the community that's suffering, the people that are suffering at the end of the day. And so I think we've got a responsibility then to say to government, but listen, be careful when issuing out licenses. If these guys all, what is the monitoring mechanism when you issue out these licenses for these privately owned mines to look after the community?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Sorry that I interrupted you.
I know you're full of
energy. Apologies.
I know you're full of energy.
Now, the other issue there is that the local government there, the municipality there, the previous local government, some of the prime land next to the sea has been bought up by rich people. And the people that used to stay there got nothing. There's also another issue that I think the corporate government should have taken up. I'll pick that up with them, but I just want to bring that under the attention of this
community. In Honaklava.
It's Honaklava. There's a lot of problems, there's not a small problem. Since I was in the legislation in Northern Cape, it's a headache. Up until today, that thing has not been solved.
Okay. Now, if I can just ask a question of practicality to the two German colleagues, honorable members from the Northern Cape. If you can, at our next meeting on the 18th, we will both come at some stuff, or maybe if you can just send it through to the secretary. How far Hanukkah buys from Kainti and from what is the other area in the Muslim planet of Kainti? Kumba Oma.
No. Kumba is very far from
there.
Kumba is more or less 500 kilos from there.
If, in practical terms, if you can work us out an itinerary, you take it maybe for 2 days, 3 days.
It can take us 2 days from here to Saint here and Honor by and come back, because Saint and Honor by, I don't even think it's 110 cases of each other. But the thing is, we can't go from here to Saint here, Honor by, and from there to Kumai, or we're going to drive 500 kilos from there only. It's far. Headwell is far. Unless you want to drive like me. 180 kilos per hour.
No, you're full of energy. You're full of energy. It's fine. You don't want to drive like me. You're full of energy. We haven't got that. We still got a lot of work to do. But can I ask Honorable to liaise with the Secretary and Honorable Gunda just to work us out? We will do the application in the meantime. We will also need your help in. I haven't got the exact wording for that. I know it's the rehabilitation of the community and the mind.
I think the key element here is the social and labor plan is very specific in terms of the requirements that a mining company must adhere to when they close down. And it seems that now, for various reasons, the mine wants to hand over, yes, but also wants to shed, push their responsibility to other role players.
Okay.
So I think in terms of that context, link that to what Honorable said regarding the EIA and the application for the mining licenses and all the things that goes with it, the water, you know, the water that's on the Honorable right. And I will tell you that you will be amazed how many mines doesn't adhere to the letter and spirit of the EIA from the water. A lot of them.
And if I look at our parliamentary program, I think we either have to settle maybe gold leave the 26th of August and return the 28th of August. That's the Wednesday, and because the Tuesday we put questions to the security council. Questions for fly, or be the second. I think we would have a better sound, but maybe the second. I'm standing on the fourth, probably the fourth of September. Of course, the next week is provincial, and I don't know what the Northern Cape has planned for the provincial. Or otherwise, maybe the 16th and the 16th of September, and the 18th. But we will do the necessary if the committee instructs. That responsibility to the secretary and the staff, we will do the necessary application and report back to the committee.
Mm-hmm.
That's in order.
But can I just say, I share the sentiments of Honorable Gunda. It's two different things. The one of plenty and non-clavized, one aspect. The other one of Kumba is a different aspect. And I don't think it will be practical to leave these two.
Okay. So we will have. You will have to see. I mean, I will ask for guidance in this regard as committee to say whether we need to give the social responsibility one of Honor Club by and say that she is preference to the Kumba one.
Mm.
I think for the Kumba one we can study for the next in October.
Yeah, Kuma one can wait, but first one of Honor Club can change it.
You just give that question.
It is
good. Wonderful. Thank you. Anybody else on this issue?
Honorable Chair.
Absolutely. Even if we have to call an extraordinary meeting, maybe
I'll just speak to one of our MPLs that used to be in that area as a counselor. And there are still some counselors, but they've got a lot of information concerning that issue. So I'll speak to them, and if they can forward that information to us, so that the members can have them beforehand, as a consideration and all that.
We will also ask the research department to give us the research.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Anyone else on this issue? No, sorry. Fine with you? There could be some minds in the local also that are in there, and people were less destitute. So, you can claim, as Honorable Gunda said, that small people are also going into the mines. Honorable members, the report. I think the report is going. We had time to read it through. The secretary has emailed it to us, and she has sent hard copy. And let me start from the outset to say thank you very much. Right? And really, it is, I think we were a certain hurry to that report, but it's been cleaned up, it's been professionally put. You know, Honorable Sinclair is a lecturer as well. So, cool headmaster. He looks for everything. But it's good to have that favorite people in our committee. Intelligent people, intelligentsia. Honorable Nguni?
I just want to make a decision for the attendance.
As well as the local, because this is set at Tabong Police Station. Also, you know, school out the African Police Service. Because, I mean, there was the provincial guys were there, the industry guys were there, and the local guys, Tabong. And that's fine. Okay. And then it's on. Any additions or omissions? Except that of Honorable Gumina, Honorable Hari, Honorable Chair, Honorable Tomlinson, thank you, Honorable Gunga.
I'm fine.
Honorable Sinclair, phase 2. Honorable Tanaka.
4.1. The committee was provided.
Is that the only one? Page 3.
said that took from the loan to the mine, the amount of the 2 billion?
Yeah, 2.2 billion.
Okay.
But I think there's a space or a corner, there's a space between the 0 and the 5. Anything else? Can we move on? Darren, means okay. Within the silence means okay. Page 4.
Just in, with your permission, just on the context of 6.3, during our visit there, you know, we raised the issue about the involvement of a number of people in this whole process. And I still maintain that I believe, or I can't believe it, but I've got a strong suspicion that the formal mining activity, the formal mine must to a lesser or greater degree be involved in this. And I know it's a very, it's a very scary thing to say. But how are we going to deal with that? Because if you look at the volume of this gold bearing material that goes out, there's no way that all that gold bearing material can go through Africa to Europe or whatever. It must be, there must be an internal market created by the formal mining sector. I don't think it's up there in the participants in illegal mining activity.
But a mine manager is only
at this level. And surely, I don't know if they're the only people involved in that because it's a lot of money. Maybe Honourable Chair is right. If you look at the amount that you spend, I don't think the mine managers will have the access to buy up that amount. So we question the involvement here of the, how can I say, how would Honourable Sinclair phrase it? Because of the amount of money that's involved.
Yeah, I've got someone with one of the second paragraph of 6.3. The participant at the upper end of the chain are responsible for funding the activity. You'd rather say the upper end of this illegal chain or criminalized chain. But we are now saying that the upper end means the mine bosses, mining house bosses, are responsible for the economy. We can't say that as we can expect. So if doesn't that cover, I'm putting the question.
Look, I agree. It's a very serious allegation to make. But I still maintain, I think the value that was indicated was 6.9 billion rand a year. Now, to have that sort of economic activity, there's no way that you can do that in the back street and throughout, you know, places in Africa, to Europe or the East or whatever. And the mine houses will challenge us to say no, but it's not true. But the suspicion is there. And it's very fine to shift the blame to the illegal miners.
Mm.
But there's a lot of cohesion between the formal mining sector and the illegal. And I still maintain that the sole cause why those people died, those 80 something that died, was because of the NUM members that put those wood to fire, alight to say that they're not going to live with that anymore because their jobs are being threatened.
Mm.
And the other issue is, if I can just elaborate and motivate why I say that, for me, the greatest degree of cooperation was the acknowledgement by mine management, not by the police, by mine management, when the Zama phoned them on the mine phone to say we've got a crisis, people are dying, send down body bags. They send down 100 body bags, the illegal miners, they put the corpses in there, they tag them, they name them, they finish. Who do they phone? The mine managers, the formal sector. So that proves that there must be some sort of very serious cooperation between the illegal and the so-called legal sector.
There's no other way. There's no other way that we get out of this in the country without diplomacy or the formal mining. Conveyor or the conveyor system. Now the only way for those illegal miners to get the control up or that to spread the money or to take them to a station before the station, take them to where the police are to take them out. Because the other way that of them going through the same system is like where the station falls to the mistake chain, and by that time those police are because of the condition. So the fastest way to take them out and to alert us the crisis. Take those police and throw them at the station or at the place where the people get the station. So, because the mine managers are responsible for legal mining on the ground, those bodies or even those people would have been a health hazard to a normal mine. That's why they have to find a diagnosis. Because when the person goes on the bed, it can be a health hazard again on the ground. From their side, they did what they could, you know, in order to prevent or to their otherwise it should just be the bigger minus we take a body to the station or to be the conveyor.
On the birthday person, the other side of it was, see, if you look in these reports that we got, they were letters addressed to the management that this and this and this has to happen, otherwise we are going to do this, that and the other. So those threats did also get to the mine management. So there is a line of communication no matter how we look at it.
Yes, but he has bears together with the state because he did see the Zamazama after seeing the mine. That if you don't see these people, and the mine manager, the mine manager is not existent, they cannot continue mining. And let those people on the ground or those Zamazama, they do that because they can make contact with the bank. So there's one way to make the manager cooperate for them to put up on the ground and they can see it.
We I think that as we have been given the briefing of the Roman state is good, but the miners got the responsibility to look after the legal management. So if you look at the presentation also, the trust that these guys put for the police and the legal management. So in my view, if the mining houses have not complied with the request, they blow up a mine. They'll hurt some of the legal mines. I think that is what the legal, maybe, mining houses was afraid, maybe, of that. But, be that as it may, I think that the point, the argument that has been put on the table are good and valid. I mean, it's so just put in here that because you know it could be that in most operations that I mean it's only a concern that we are raising is that BMT and the mining houses must so respond to this report, but we are putting the question. We suspect that there could be some involvement of mining houses in the activities of the people. Is that phrase correct? The suspicion that is there that there could be involvement. We suspect that it could be involved in it. Am I
trying to be correct? The only concern here is I hear what Honorable Bertrand says, I hear what Honorable Bertrand says. That's the report. I hear what Honorable Bertrand says. We, as a committee, we will make that very decision on what we have here. If we replace the sentence, or we put in a sentence there, if we suspect illegal activity with the involvement of mine houses, can that thing not put us in a problem with some of the mine houses? And some of them can come and ask questions. And then how do we enter the question?
Well, I would say that we should take the route of, as you say, let me say, of course, we went on an oversight budget and come up with some sort of conclusion. So we are suspecting because, on the other hand, where do miners get such a lot of money? If you read from the report, some of the miners went down. 93,000, or they came up with 93,000, and 200 and something thousand were found on miners going down the country. Where do they get that money? It seems that
Kramer mining which he has or Manuka has put in that 10 billion are lost a year through illegal mining. Somewhere along the line, they see high flyers as they are being called. High flyers going around flashing money. But we are asking the question, and it's for them to answer us. They can't come and ask us questions. It's for them to come and answer to us that are some of the mining houses, the high flyers, owners, we are suspecting. We are not saying they are, we are just the suspicion that they're owned. Are they not involved? Aren't they? Somewhere along the line, this thing has got other connections as our own bully.
Thank you. It's from the technical point of view. When they showed us the people who might be spoken with that they reject, which is where they have a question. Now, it's not only one main house. There's the Harmony, there's the Anglo Atlantic Gold, there's Jewel Mine, and there's Kamoti. So it's the other, that I know of, at least for mine house. And to move from one point of the mind to the other, you need next sense that shows you where the interest are, where the right hole to move from one mind to the other is. Now, because of that, you must know that you must be technical expertise, you know, how to move from one mind to the other, how to come from one point to the other. And also, where they are digging. You cannot just go to any other place and see, not knowing that how is the current there, is the gold there or not. And from the second point of view, you want that, even if you know the rock there, you must know exactly which rock you pick on, where they go. Not just gold, like, although, because sometimes they are just a signal, like, something like where the gold is. Now you have to mine the whole thing in order to get the gold. So those are the things that we're supposed to do. If you're responsible for the money that you have, the money that you have. It's already quite sick. But you'll get gold, you'll get gold. But it was what you call the main reef, the physical system there, the bigger of it. You just kill every person. They must not exactly where each week is going. So with that expertise, with that level of expertise, you cannot just be able to do it. There must be people who know exactly where to mine. Now, from that particular point of view, you know, but you think there must be high level people involved. And to move from one mine, from one mining house to the other, from one mine, like Harmony is moving from Harmony to Harmony, you must have friends that are linking this mine. And then people know how to go from one mine to another. So those are issues that we must actually come to think that there must be some. And the amount of money that they have is vast. I think those are the issues that we can raise so that we can come up with questions. But also the insight that if one man will take over, another one, so they might get his treasure. And this is the most important
thing.
Mr. Chair, have you thought about 10 billion going through bypassing the system, the job creation system, the union system, the tax system? It's a lot of money, and it's cheap to mine that way. But what it should bring in, and what it should create, and I can't believe that we only have this tiny little paragraph, this one little last sentence by the labor union, because it's a lot of jobs lost, and then it's been closed down and it's not real. In other words, it doesn't come from the real areas, it's now in the sub-economic areas of the mine. It's still a lot of money.
So the illegal mining, 6.3 illegal mining involves a network of personal level of the Iraq. Doesn't that cover you, where we say,
yeah,
the personal level, from top to bottom and from bottom to top? doesn't that cover the question really?
Yeah. No, I agree with you. It can. The only issue is that suspicion of us as common about the involvement of the formal mining houses. We must be strong. And I disagree with Honorable Bunga. It seems that now he wants to buy a mine. He's also the spokesperson of the mining houses. You know? It's for them to come and answer. It's a suspicion.
Absolutely.
It's a suspicion.
Honorable Chair?
What kind of change? I think on 6.3, the National Union of Miners discussed involved in the past. He is the leader of my management and organized crime. And joining hands with the pro-work of the world and the world, they treat the rest of my. I think that's where they need to recover from what the foundation of the world of the institution of it.
Yeah, we can pull it, but I'm just afraid. I like the sentence with the phrasing of the sentence. I'm just afraid to pull it under Zoom, because Zoom has not expressed that. Mm-hmm. We have committee has expressed that. So I would say that. I would say that we can put it down there, participation in illegal mining, and we can put it after the sentence, illegal mining involves a network of participants at several levels of the hierarchy, and the suspicion arose, or...
A strong suspicion exists.
That... Let's try that again on the board, then.
The legal mining...
Strong suspicion exists that the legal mine management
on organized crime
and organized crime.
Can I just add one element here? My understanding is there's a difference between the mine management and the owners of the mine. The owner.
Mm.
You know. And I still maintain that, or to the decision, that the owner, mining management, and these people are working the cartels and rights. So we must add the owners of the mine, the mine management, and whatever that's on
okay.
The
okay, mine management, owners and mine management.
And
organized crime.
Are joining hands in driving this cartel?
No, we can only suspect it.
Yeah, but we said a strong suspicion exists.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? To be honest with you, I'm sorry to jump around now, but 8.4 under our recommendation. Currently, our staff investigate a suspicion of correlation or synergy or working together between mining bosses, management, and organizing.
Yes.
Can't we do that?
Yeah.
So let me get everyone buying it. Let's just know everyone that's against us, Honorable Khalid, or that there's agreement with it, or that one should rephrase it better, Honorable Khalid? Are you happy with that? Have you got that? The committee, on the recommendation, the committee asked to investigate the strong position of possible cooperation or working together between possible cooperation or working together between mine, our bosses, owner, senior management. Senior management and organized crime we can even ask national security or what do they call the national security. The committee are set to investigate the strong suspicion of possible cooperation between mining house owners, senior management, and organized crime.
I personally would say that's a very strong statement to make. That's why you mentioned intelligence and couldn't the committee get out to the National Intelligence Agency to do an undercover investigation to find out exactly what's going on? Because nowadays, because you don't possibly trust the police, police might also be involved. So, if NIA sends in people undercover, they start mingling with the people there. Because to say that the mine owners, they are already one place removed from the management. They are shareholders, actually. So how do the shareholders get involved with the mine management to get involved with the people who actually work? I think to say, you know, the owners are possibly shareholders in the United States and the UK and all over the world. For a statement like that to come from Parliament, I think it's a very strong statement.
I hear what you're saying, but also on the other hand, someone has just mentioned that the owner wounded a state action. There is a possibility, or a possibility could be that some of the mining houses want to buy another mine. So they do all intimidation tricks and everything to put these illegal miners into that mine so the mine can suffer a loss for them to buy out the mine. Mine busting would also affect it. Honorable Bunda and Honorable Kamana.
I think it's the right way to move. That the NIA go and do this investigation. For us to cover ourselves in the first place as Parliament. Let me just make this an example. We know that the Minister of Human Settlement is also one of the mine owners. We know that this is the status also. A mine owner. are we saying then that it's possible for Patrice Motsepe to be involved in something like that? I don't think he will allow something like that to jeopardize the future. So what I agree with is, can the NIA go and you can re-recommend that the NIA investigate, and after the investigation of the NIA, we will see, as Dr. just said, how they will deal with this thing. To find out, they will send their own people in there, and some of this you don't even know that this is not working for the NIA, and get the information, and after that information, then perhaps we can come to conclusion like that, or suspicion like that. That's what I was saying in the first place. I don't want the mine house to come and ask questions. We must ask questions. I did not have the right words, but thanks to Dr. to come and give me that advice to others. What about you?
The mine senior management. And this point that we're raising now, I'm not so sure that we could replace 8.4 with that. Because 8.4 is a conflict on its own. We either add one or. But, or we do it in three sections. Like
in 8.4.1 and 8.4.2. Yeah. You see, colleagues, the other angle that we are calling BNP to discuss the formula, but also on what BNP has done in so far. Because I know there was high level interministerial talk between the minister and the minister itself from that they mentioned to President Biden, that he will also ask national intelligence that before. Also, do we want to expose national intelligence? Or, because the other question is we now put in national intelligence? Because I'll be exposing our state security system. I would say, if I can make a request, if we hold on to the point, past the point, so DMP has released us and raise the question to them, what about mining out? The own, because in our report that we have, what the briefing that we have got, because I know Honorable Sinclair raised the question there as well, with the NPA and the Commission, which said that you were of the view, I can't like quote you verbatim now, but I think you raised the question, there is document that said that you were of the view that somewhere these legal miners are being funded not by small people but by big banks, and so on. And the question, the answer there was that there is investigation. The police has asked investigation. Now, the task team has been appointed by the minister. So, DME can also give us some briefing on what the task team has done. I'm putting the question to you.
Honorable Gouverneur? So I think I agree. I support your statement that the let's wait for the DMV committee to start filing the issue and then set up to use the
I think what we need to do with now that we're there with 8.4, trying to look at the report. I think maybe we must then leave 6.3 as it is. The suspicion is there under that first sentence, you know, in a very subtle manner. You say illegal mining involves a network of participants at different levels of the island. So leave that as it is. I would also be afraid or skeptical to lay words in the mouth of the NUM, which they didn't say. You know, they didn't say things as is reflected there, the right of experienced mine managers in luring the poor workers to go and apply their work. So I would suggest that we leave it like that. But in terms of 8.4, I would, because it's a recommendation, I would suggest that we say that the state security agency continue to investigate the possibility of involvement of mine houses, mine managers, unions, and the SHS at various levels. And then we don't say about the police, and we don't say about the NIA and so on, that the state security agency is doing that.
We do a new 8.5 where we say that the state security agency.
Can I just interrupt you? My problem with 8.4 is this arrest should perform top level arrests and name and change the immediate. Certainly, they can only arrest once they've done the investigation.
Mm.
That's why I would rather sort of rework 8.4 to say that yes, there's, as we said now, there's already investigation going on, and it started long before we were.
Mm.
Let them continue and so on, but let them involve all the role players.
So 8.4 should read them all security role players.
All state security agents continue with the investigation.
Continue with the
investigation. In the next involvement of various role players, including mine owners, mine management, police, who else? The union.
Okay. You have to name them, you can't just say all the role players.
All possible.
Okay. So 6.3 stays as is.
Yes.
Okay. Just that apply. Can we move from page five?
Page six.
Enter as this view as well as active mindset. 0.6. Any more recent emissions? Can you move on? Thank you. Just correct the fact that Intel is almost in a 33 kilometer line for a year.
Where are you now?
In 7
I would say 33 kilometer network, not necessarily a line, but a network.
33 kilometer network.
You know what? In a network means that you're planting every single artery. From what I can remember, was from where they came at that mine to where the shaft was. That was a distance of 33 kilometers. Do you understand what I'm saying, Honorable Chair? And its radius means.
So we should say that the shaft are interlinked in a 33 kilometer circle. Alright? But almost, they said. 33 kilometer circle. And it links other shafts. Alright? Up through other shafts, it links shafts. Or it links shafts.
Comma, linking shafts.
So it can't be linking shafts because shafts go down. You have what they call vertical. It's a vertical shaft, sorry. Or horizontal shaft. Sorry.
It's like it's an interwoven network.
Yeah, but okay, you call the vertical ones, you call shafts.
Mm-hmm.
The horizontal ones are tunnels, isn't it? You can't be
technical. Excuse me, Mr. Chair. You are using this shelf for that one, and that's a 33 kilometer distance.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the term.
The shelf to be 10 kilometers. But underground, they are interlinked. The network is there to be one of the 3 kilometers, but the road they take from one shaft to the next where they fall in the ground. I say the shaft on the ground are interlinked, but the road that is in the ground must travel to where they go out, the 3 kilometers. So the network itself is interlinked.
So then I'm
going to
say, the
distance
is correct then? The shafts are interlinked in a 33 kilometer line through other shafts.
In a 33 kilometer distance.
In a 33 kilometer distance through other shafts. And that almost must come out and 33 kilometer distance. Page 7, colleagues. Anything on page 7? So what's your recommendation? On page 7? Should we say the Department of Mining and the Police should report back to Parliament on a regular basis?
In anticipating a next step, I was wondering if we can't be more precise in terms of what this committee recommends. It's now fine to say that people, the fine for the safekeeping of explosives must increase from 200 to 1 million, and the health and safety act should be strengthened. maybe amended and so on. But remember, our biggest challenge there was, what do they do with the people when they have been entered? No. And I think it's to some degree addressed in 8.2.
The
2nd 8.2. But then the first 8.2 is actually speaking to the issue that I think we need to address, and that is, what is the next legal step? Remember we said that if we can't amend the laws, then we must propose that we in the final instance promulgate legislation or present draft legislation that specifically deals with this issue. And I don't know if I'm misreading it, but I don't see it here.
Is there really something in our recommendations that's going to stop illegal mining? And that's what I think Honourable Sinclair is asking.
Can I just further elaborate with your permission? 8.2 and 8.11 sort of awfully address the issue. The shortcomings in dealing with illegal mining need to be addressed, especially gaps in the current legislation. It's 8.10, sorry, I've changed it. Yeah, it's 8.10 currently. So I would suggest that that the challenge is in 8.2, the first 8.2, in terms of how do we do that. And I honestly don't believe it's just right to say Parliament needs to tighten the laws pertaining to the justice cluster so that courts can impose heavier sentences and fines in terms of legislation dealing with mineral facilities. I would suggest that maybe we be more specific in terms of what needs to be amended. And maybe we don't have a legal advisory at the moment, but if certain mineral and energy legislation needs to be amended, then we must do it. Alternatively, if it doesn't exist, then we must create it.
You see, you are right on the road. Because the Mine Health and Safety and the Minerals and Petroleum Act are very vital to I think the Mineral and Petroleum Act says resources belong to the state, blah blah blah. But the reason why we are going through this report with DME is one of the things that we need to find out from DME. Where do we need to place now? Either the Mine Health and Safety Act or the Mineral and Petroleum Act. The mineral resources. We need to tighten that. In terms of illegal mining. But I think we need to say the court can also use in terms of the sentencing of the legal mind and also use some of the other things to use. That's why I would say Parliament needs to tighten the laws pertaining
illegal mining. Sustaining illegal drilling, take up the dust as well. Sustaining to illegal mining so that we can have a look at the mineral resources there, mine out of the so that GMT, so that their people that are right below, come back with recommendations to this. As a matter of fact, if they want to make amendments to that bill or to that act, they still need to come to the committee. Pertaining to illegal mining. Yeah, we can add it together. Mm-hmm. Parliament can Parliament needs to strengthen the relevant act pertaining to illegal mining. Pertaining to the tax.
This should come in, but it's section 8.11.
Yeah.
Dealing with the shortcomings in
the legal. That's right. So we can say Parliament needs to set in the relevant act dealing with the shortcomings in illegal mining. And we take our 8.10 just we just refresh 8.10.
Can I suggest something on top of that? I further want to suggest that 8.2 that he says that to this end the Department of Minerals must present, do a presentation to the committee in terms of the legal framework that currently exists and if it's necessary to amend it or to promulgate or to look at the promulgation of new legislation.
Okay, so that just adds on to that 8.2.
And then further chapters in the current one, sorry, I'll stretch it upright, look at 8.5. DME must force licensed gold dealers to keep register of buyers and sellers. Now, it's a very important element, but is it not encapsulated by what we're trying to say? So what I actually want to say is I want to motivate that we remove it because it's a subsection of the legislation that's supposed to be there. If the legislation is there, then it must just be tightened as we suggest in terms of 8.2.
Mm-hmm. Okay, can I jump? This is something that's what the Honourable Sinclair just said now about the force gold dealers to keep a register by the summit. Now gold is much, much, much more important and copper cable. They can't even keep control on scrap dealers buying copper cable. They keep on buying cable that's been stolen. I don't know how that's been enforced. But anyway, that's something that can be.
No, but remember, it's a very important point because we raised it. We said the exact point why they start to tighten up. For instance, the issue about the copper buying was when they introduced legislation to deal with that. The same with the envelope. We had that same sort of argument to say that you can only sort of engage in a legal manner once you've cleaned up the act. And it seems to me that the exact problem of this is that the current Minerals and Energy Act doesn't provide on how do you deal with illegal mining. So for me, this thing has got two elements. The first one is the current legislation appropriate? I'm in saying no. Then the second one, if it's not, let the DME come and present possible legal solutions to this.
Okay. Thank you.
So you would say that we should say, so first, just rephrase it, just read us that first sentence that you are saying, but that under 8.2.
Yeah. Okay, with your permission, if I can sort of summarize what we now discussed in 8.2. 8.1 seems right. 8.2, as amended by Dr. Conroy, that the Parliament needs to, I didn't write everything down, but that has been captured. And then the same 8.2, when we said to this end, Department of Minerals and Energy must brief the committee on possible amendments to the Minerals and Energy Act. Point. Alternatively, new legislation might be introduced. And then I would suggest that 8.5 we dealt with and it's been amended, and then 8.4, the old 8.4, which is now 8.5. I would suggest that 8.5, the one that deals with the enforcement, I would suggest that we remove it, and then 8.10 is then completely scrapped.
The old 8.5 totally removed? 8.10.
Yeah.
But you see, We have passed a vote before the rising of the first before the second and fourth vote. Now, I think Minerals and Energy needs to have something specific, because even Castle said it can't just buy any second and thing without a proper identification of the service, ID number, etc., stress, that type of thing. So, DME needs to do something to that effect. To say, but listen, illegal gold, anything illegal in terms of mining, whether it's copper, whether it's iron ore, whether it's coal, or whether it's gold, diamond, platinum, it should be record. Every gold dealer should have a record. I mean, if you go to Stern, surely they ask your address and your things to buy a ring. From there, I haven't bought a ring.
I'm also very bad at buying rings.
I'm very bad at buying rings. I'm also very bad at buying rings.
I didn't give my address, Honorable Chair.
The credit card is like the credit card for you.
Yeah.
But for purposes of guarantee, insurance, that type of thing.
Your document stuff, that your invoice stuff.
All right. But, Honorable
Chair? No, I think that I can issue the email and we cannot hand you unprocessed mineral, whatever mineral, if you want to send it to us, and we will be there. If you undermine it, we will end it from the moment in processing. But if I move from the mine to premises, being a terrorist, or even into the city, I cannot go out to the city, let the community to my city. If you need to go to the city, I want to go to the city, if you need to go to the city, because the I'm coming to think of the register. But is there an act in the perhaps that you put into that act of how can they make you put on a feeling before to send forces? To be diamond, to be gold, to be whatever one you have.
Chair, I was wondering whether the committee should get the DMC to come and advise inform A, whether they think that the existing laws governing minerals and trading in minerals are sufficient, if not, whether they think it should be amended, and if so, what amendments they suggest, and if they think it's not, amendments are not to rewrite the whole all the legislation as far as I said, of this matter is concerned. I think from that point, then the committee will be properly informed and say, well, okay, what can be done. But I think what's struggling is one of the things. Flooding around the sorry, with due respect.
I think we as we have said from the outset, that we invited GMP next week to come. Because we will also discuss the report. So if the committee will allow us, then we won't ATC the report as well as this. We'll stand it over till next week and discuss it with GMP. And then also, GMP to also send to us what they've done. And when we ATC the report and the discussion with GMP. Can I get that by information? So, colleagues, that brings us then to the end of the report, and we will discuss the report next week. I want to thank you very much for your input that you have made on the report. I think it's worth. Well done, Barry. Every member of the committee that also went there, it was very well. So, until we see if there's any other burning issue on the agenda that you want to add, start now with the committee. We've got, I think, 20 minutes. You've got 5 minutes to put any or discuss. Any burning issue on the agenda? Honorable Sunlander.
Mr. Chair, can we just, I know you have got a date here to say that it's approved and that it's signed and so on, but can we just put a date here? Because we have a couple of these things, and then eventually when you look through it, you haven't thrown the old one away. You don't know which one is which, and I get confused very easily. So it's even if we, I don't know where in the heading, put just the date in brackets, like subject to change. Just put the date there.
But remember that it is, I think a previous program, because we do programs from term to term, quarter to quarter, not term to term, quarter to quarter. So that is a term, June to September. Because I think somewhere in September we are, there's a recess or there's a consistency period again. I think during the school of this. So, but you see, I think the school of this are on the
23rd of September.
23rd? On a Wednesday?
The 24th is a public holiday.
Yeah. So that's really goes from Monday the 28th of September. But probably the 15th June to September, but it's not a problem. December, it's also the day.
You see, the people of the DA always get very quickly confused, so let's just write there the date.
Yeah. This is a cold cold now, but you're not going there, are you? College, are there any other burning issues? Mr. Grace and honorable, you want to share with us? Okay. Members, I want to say thank you and for your time and effort that you have made. Enjoy your peace planning workshop starting tomorrow, and we'll see each other next week Tuesday. But we'll still see each other at the movie.
Thank you. I put it on there,
babe. Yes, just put it inside the twin.